Fitton, Our Republic is Under Assault. By Tom Fitton on March 2, 2020. Every year I have the privilege of representing you at the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC. It's an opportunity to report on the work of Judicial Watch, which is more active than ever, thanks to your steadfast support. CPAC brings together thousands of conservative leaders and organizations. Regularly seen on C-SPAN and other national news networks, CPAC has been the premier event for any major elected official or public personality seeking to discuss issues of the day with conservatives. From presidents of the United States, including President Trump this year, to college student leaders, CPAC is the place to hear our nation's current and future leaders. The title of my presentation this year is Our Republic Under Assault. Here are the remarks I prepared. Good afternoon, CPAC. It's great to be back. Judicial Watch is your watchdog in Washington. I'm here to remind you that transparency in government is essential to draining the swamp. That is what we are doing every day, exposing the deep state, their allies and the corrupt liberal media that enables them. The Republic is under assault. You can see this through the continuing lawless attacks on President Trump. For almost 4 years now we have been busy uncovering the truth about the widest and most destructive corruption in American history, the deep state coup against President Donald Trump. The coup began as an attempt by high-ranking members of the Obama administration to rig the 2016 presidential election in favor of Hillary Clinton. Failing that, it developed into a full-blown effort to overthrow a legitimately elected president of the United States. Comey spied on Trump with Obama's approval. And the deep state coup plotters in the DOJ and FBI talked of wearing wires in the Oval Office and invoking the 25th Amendment. Then, after Robert Mueller's special counsel partisans failed to deliver the goods, the coup cabal led by Adam Schiff abused its whistleblower laws in one of the gravest abuses of Congress ever. President Trump was impeached forever, as Nancy Pelosi so childishly put it. But he was also acquitted forever in the Senate. The mainstream media won't use the word coup to describe these continuing plots against the president, but that is what it is. And I'm using the present tense because, despite a few setbacks, the coup continues to this day. I don't know about you, but I have little interest in moving on from the coup attack on our president, on our Constitution and our right to select our own leaders, not to have presidents selected by the Vindmans of the world. The presidential harassment will continue. I suspect we won't just be seeing an October surprise. There will be a September surprise, summer surprises, probably something next week, too. The biggest enemy of the coup plotters, and the thing they have fought most vigorously against, is one thing: the truth. And despite their best efforts at covering up what they have done, the truth is coming out. In a sane world, the whole Obama/Clinton/deep state gang would be worried about prosecution and accountability. I mean Obama, Clinton, Brennan, Clapper, both the Bidens, Rice, Comey, McCabe, Kerry, Bruce Orr, and Nelly, the Fusion GPS crowd, and, of course, Strzok and Page, the two figures whose texts exposed the true motive behind the attacks on Trump. BTW, you heard me right, I said Obama. Obama knew. Frankly, if we are going to be impeaching presidents, then we should impeach Obama. It isn't too late. And let's not forget our favorite, Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff is ethically compromised and lied 6 ways to Sunday about Russia, Trump, and Schiff's leaker ally in the CIA. We're suing to hold him accountable. But the DOJ should also be looking at him, too. And President Trump should cut off Schiff's access to classified information. And, of course, there is the heavy lifting by Judicial Watch to expose the abuse of the president. Who needs a nick when you have Judicial Watch? We exposed that the FBI, in a joint operation with the Clinton campaign, paid the foreign spy Steele for dirt on Trump. That's right, your tax dollars helped pay for Hillary Clinton's foreign spy to target President Trump. We also exposed that the FISA warrant fraud and the fact the FISA court held not one darn hearing on spy warrants targeting candidate Trump and then President Trump. And we exposed how Bruce and Nelly Orr funneled misinformation into the DOJ and FBI in order to try to implicate Trump. We uncovered that Bruce Orr got a $28,000 bonus in the middle of the Russiagate spying on Trump, and then got a raise after he was removed for improperly colluding with Clinton spy Christopher Steele. Why is Orr still at DOJ? I tell you what, The best visa reform would be to prosecute those who illegally spied on President Trump. And Lord knows who else, to prosecute the Spygate ring and put them in jail. Unfortunately, the Justice Department has been frozen when it comes to prosecuting the real bad guys. Comey got a pass. McCabe got a pass. And there's no evidence of major prosecutions against any other significant players. Worse yet, the Justice Department is still protecting Hillary Clinton as Judicial Watch forces out more emails and more evidence of criminal conduct. The statute of limitations has not run on Hillary Clinton, by the way. I offer a compromise. Perhaps President Trump can stop tweeting when the Justice Department starts prosecuting. And, in the meantime, the president ought to start pardoning Flynn, Stone, Manafort and the other Americans caught up the abusive Mueller machine. The craven left is not just attacking our republic through its assault on President Trump. Our republic is also facing the continuing challenge of border security. Borders are critical to our country. They protect us and keep us safe. They define us as a nation. And, as you can see with the coronavirus, secure borders also protect the public health. But open borders activists encouraged, aided, and funded mass caravans that further stressed our southern border. President Trump has taken strong action to control the assault on our sovereignty. But he's faced dishonest opposition from anti-Trump activist judges and sanctuary politicians who placed politics over the public safety. How do you like this idea for immigration reform? Enforce the law. Almost everyone who is here illegally should go home. Instead, we have sanctuary cities and states where police and other officials are told not to cooperate with federal law enforcement trying to enforce the law. These sanctuary policies are illegal and dangerous. Judicial Watch is suing to stop them in California, particularly in San Francisco. And I was glad to see Attorney General Barr recently announced potential criminal investigations of politicians who aid and abet illegal aliens and abuse their offices to protect criminal aliens. So we have tens of millions of legal and illegal aliens present in the United States and we're expected to believe none of them vote? Also of grave concern are the attacks on clean elections that highlight how our republic is also under threat at the ballot box. Judicial Watch has a massive project to force states and counties across the nation to clean up their voter rolls. The Justice Department should be doing this, but it is largely AWOL. So we have to, because dirty election rolls can mean dirty elections. We just found last year that there are at least 2.5 million extra names on the voting rolls. Believe it or not, this is good news. Because our prior analysis found 3.5 million extra names on the rolls. So our pressure and lawsuits are working. In Los Angeles County, our federal lawsuit resulted in a settlement agreement requiring the county to remove as many as 1.6 million inactive voters over the next few years. But we are relentless and sent warnings to counties in five different states: North Carolina, Virginia, Pennsylvania, Colorado, and California, telling them to take reasonable steps to clean their rolls or face lawsuits from your friendly neighborhood Judicial Watch. And, let me ask you this. Why would the left so reflexively oppose clean election rolls, voter ID, citizenship verifications for voting, and promote dangerous practices like ballot harvesting? I think it is because they want to be able to steal elections when necessary. The Soros-funded left has hundreds of groups attacking clean elections and voter ID, and now even the Electoral College. And, on the other side, is Judicial Watch and one or two other groups. As I say, we are happy to do the heavy lifting, but we all have to realize all our debates about taxes and abortion and healthcare don't mean a lick if the left can steal our elections to maintain and expand power. Never before in our nation's history have we seen such a sustained attack on our republican form of government. The seditious conspiracy continues. The past few saw more illegal leaks regarding Russia to smear President Trump, and yes, even Bernie Sanders. Frankly, both Trump and Sanders, ironically, are crime victims of the desperate deep state. And remember, the assault on our borders continue. Rising leftists openly call for open borders and seek to erase the distinction between citizens and non-citizens. I tell you what, if you erase our borders, you erase our country. And now voter fraud is the civil rights issue of our time. Who stands for the civil rights of voters whose votes are stolen? The left would pretend voter fraud is no big deal. How many fraudulent votes are too many? In this era of close elections, even one is too many. In too many ways, our republic is tottering. They tried to overturn our elections and they are trying to erase our borders. What do we do? Judicial Watch has shown the way, enforce the law, put the kookaburra in jail, and dry up the swamp by bringing the sunlight of transparency. And my simple advice for President Trump, pardons, prosecutions, and transparency. I ask you to please stand with us as we man that thin line protecting the rule of law and defending our Constitution from its enemies. And I can tell you that Judicial Watch is proud to represent you, to defend you, to stand with you. Thank you and God bless America.